Liz, congratulations on being commissioned and producing such a beautiful piece of work, the bronze bust of the late John Hume. Tell me, how did you come about to be commissioned to making the bust, and in fact, the other three as well that I think are part of the collection?
Yes, the original commission was awarded by Ambassador Daniel Mulhall, the Irish ambassador to the USA. And I'd made some work before for the Irish Embassy in Washington, D.C. And Ambassador Mulhall wanted a sculpture, a bronze bust to match another bronze bust that I'd made in the gardens of the ambassador's residence in Washington. And when we spoke initially, he didn't tell me who it was of, but a couple of months later, he was able to reveal to me that it was of John Hume. So he commissioned me directly, and then the Department of Foreign Affairs subsequently commissioned three other bronze casts using the same mould. So we were able to make bronze replicas for London and for the European Parliament here in Strasbourg, where I am today, and also one for Dublin for Ivy House, the headquarters of the Department of Foreign Affairs. So it was a huge honour to be, you know, awarded the commission in the first place and have four replicas cast of it and have them all around the world.
And how much does it mean to you to have a bronze bust of one of your four bronze busts of John Hume being unveiled in the European Parliament and to be permanently on display there?
Oh, well, I mean, it's a huge honour to have sculpted John Hume, because he was always a childhood hero of mine growing up in Northern Ireland during the Troubles. And on a personal level, it's a huge honour to have my work in the European Parliament, because my own background is initially in languages. I studied French and Spanish, interpreting and translating in a former life, if you like. And a long time ago, I thought I might have been working here as a translator. But now I'm here in a totally different capacity, wearing a different hat, that of a sculptor, where my work's going to stay here forever. So it's a massive honour to have that.
And how did you manage to produce such a likeness of the late John Hume? Because I believe he had already passed away by the time you got the commission, so you weren't obviously able to do it with him sitting in front of you.
Yes, I worked entirely from photographs and from some video footage, and luckily with someone as well known as John Hume. There were hundreds of photos of him available online, where I could see him from lots of different angles, so as I could build up the, you know, a good likeness from every angle. And also his family were able to make themselves available to me. John Hume Jr. lives in Dublin, and he made a couple of visits to my studio to kind of critique the clay as I was making it. And I was able to email them photos throughout building up the clay likeness that he could forward to Pat and to his siblings around the world. And various pieces of feedback came back from them, which was really important, because the Department of Foreign Affairs were really keen that the Hume family be very happy with the likeness. And in fact, we checked with the Hume family initially to see how old they would like him, you know, what age, what kind of pose, what clothes he'd be wearing and so on. So for example, they requested that he be wearing on his lapel the pin of the Légion d'honneur, which he always liked wearing. That he would not be wearing glasses, for example. And Pat Hume actually requested for John Hume's hair to be tidy. And there was a bit of a debate, I understand, with some of the Hume siblings as to how tidy his hair should be. But we reached a happy medium in the end.
And how long did it take you to make the sculpture?
The clay sculptures, I made the original in clay. That took probably 5 to 6 months, just building up a good strong likeness, and it's quite a large sculpture. It's 1.5 times life size. And then the next stage is to make a mold, a fiberglass mold, from which each subsequent bronze casting is cast into a wax version initially. And then that's sent through a foundry, and each casting maybe takes another 3 or 4 months as well in foundry, beyond the initial clay work. So I suppose in total, I was probably working on it for just over a year.
And you mentioned that you grew up, of course, seeing John Hume being a very familiar figure. How important do you think was he in terms of the peace process for Northern Ireland?
Oh, my goodness. I think without John Hume, it probably wouldn't have happened. because he was such a peacemaker and he was able to reach out to all sides. And he's one of the lovely people that, while I was sculpting him, that people from every denomination and every side of the community had great honor and great praise and great love for him. And I think without him, you know, society was really divided, and he was able to obviously talk with all sides and pull a lot of people together. And he was extremely persuasive, of course, and was able to, you know, get the Americans on board as well as the Europeans, and then get the Irish and the British talking to each other around the table.
Well, listen, well done, Liz. Congratulations. It's a fantastic achievement. Enjoy the unveiling of your beautiful statue, and I'm sure you're going to get a lot of accolades for it. Thank you very much.